Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. There is something about summer that makes you want to refresh your home. And for many of us, that starts with the kitchen. It's where the morning coffee happens, where family life gathers, where friends always seem to end up. And after years of wear and tear, it might be time to give it the attention it deserves. So if you're thinking about a new kitchen, Tile Style is well worth a visit, because Tile Style doesn't just do tiles, they also design and supply beautiful kitchens, including the luxurious Porcelainosa kitchen collection. Think high quality, contemporary design, stunning finishes, clever storage, and a look that can completely transform your space. Their expert team can help you plan it all properly with advice and optional virtual design, so you can see how your new kitchen will come together before making any big decisions. And with Tile Style Summer Sale now on, offering exceptional value across the store, it's a brilliant time to start planning with tiles and finishes to perfectly complement your new kitchen. So if your summer plans include creating a kitchen that feels genuine special, start with Tile Style. Visit the Tile Style showroom in Ballymount to see full kitchen displays and finishes up close, or explore more at tilestyle.ie.
Moncrief on News Talk.
It's time for four questions. Those four questions, as ever, are: what delighted you over the weekend? What annoyed you over the weekend? What did you learn? And what are you looking forward to? The people here to answer those questions are Lorcan Collins and Dearan O'Connor. Good afternoon to you both.
Hi, Sean.
Hello, Sean.
I suppose the thing that delighted you, Lorcan, and is delighting all of us.
It sure is.
Look out the window.
It sure is. I am absolutely enamoured with this weather. I love the sun. People laugh when you say, you know, pagan religions, and we did worship the sun all around the world, and I am an absolute sun worshipper. The whole city's in great form. Even the normally sort of grumpy types, they're smiling as we're walking around the city. And I'm somewhat obsessed with the hard shaws around Dublin who love to take their tops off to show how tough they are. And I have a bit of a theory that the harder you are, the earlier in the year you'll take your top off. So, you know, a fella who has his shirt off in February, he's top dog.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah. I saw a fella there on O'Connell Street yesterday walking down, and God's honest truth, all he had was a pair of shorts. He had no shoes or socks on, and he had the wife or girlfriend or whoever she was berating him, cursing him and shouting at him. And I was going, it's like Benidorm. So Dublin is like Benidorm in the sunshine.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Newcastle?
Oh, you have.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in Newcastle, it could be like March. Yeah. And people are walking around in T-shirts with their, you know, a box of cigarettes up the sleeve kind
sure.
of thing.
Sure. Yeah, I went to a Stags there years ago, and there's no seats in pubs. You have to stand there with four or five bottles of beer in each hand, freezing cold.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's kind of a pretty city, but other ways kind of slightly scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, the sun is great. I don't know if that's just a Dublin thing going around with no shirt on, or if they do that around the country.
I don't know.
I plan on doing it now when I leave here, so yeah. I'll let you know what Leash is like.
Yeah, in Leash, you see lads going around the place with no shirts on.
Do you know what? I haven't noticed it too much, so I don't think so, but definitely something that I'd like to promote if people are into that.
Yeah, well, not necessarily. It depends what they're like with their shirt off. So, you know, you do be looking at fellas going, no, that tattoo you have read something completely different when you got it done. It's kind of sagged a bit now. And you were at a communion over the weekend.
As
most people were.
Yeah, it was. Well, my sister made the questionable decision of making me my niece's godmother.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That wasn't this weekend, though. That was, I assume, that
oh,
was
no,
when
that
she was born.
Yeah. That was a little while ago now. I had a great buzz at the communion. Great crack with the big JC. But I couldn't help but feel that it was given a little bit of child bride. I mean, all the girls looked fabulous. But I don't know, there's something about the little white dress that, I don't know, I just am like, is it a bit dated, do you know?
They're getting more elaborate. And you do see them with, like, you know, six-year-olds with trains, you know, that have to be held by people.
Yeah, one girl actually had a veil as well. And,
Oh. Yeah,
I wouldn't have been surprised if she'd be like Vera Wang.
Wow. I was at a communion there as well recently, and most of the boys were in fairly casual clothes.
Oh.
So I think the tradition is still for the girls to wear the full white garb. And you're right, it is a bit of training. Let me ask you, what's the standard price you have to bung to a kid these days? What do you reckon?
Well, she chose the wrong godchild, if that's what she was, her godmother, if that's what she was thinking. I'm there for kind of like, follow your dreams, you know, and the vibes. But
I'll bring you out when you're 21.
yeah, follow your dreams. My dream is you bung me 500
exactly,
quid.
The fun aunt. That used to be the drunk aunt, but now I've crossed that bridge more.
But do you take being a godmother very seriously? Do you have to do godmothery things?
I do. I feel like she is my own. I feel like that's how God parents work, right? So it takes the pressure off me actually having to have my own. You know, I'm like, you're mine. That's what I like to think.
Lovely.
I get stung for a
that sounds like
every
very low maintenance godmothering. To be honest with you.
That's why I said it was a questionable decision. I'm like, this is your fault.
and like, was it very religious? Your communion or more of a bouncy castle type job?
It was in the church. It was religious.
Well, they have to
be. As it goes. Yeah. And then it was just a good old time. Yeah. After a good Irish party, bouncy castle, marquee, they had the sunshine. It was, it was lovely. Lots of cash. I saw her counting up the cash and she was happy enough. So I said 50%, you know, godmother rates.
Do people take the religious part of it seriously at all anymore?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, well, I'm a bit of an old atheist. So I would still have brought my kids down to be enrolled into the Catholic faith. But I did, my kid did make me laugh years ago, Fionn. He said to me when he was about 7 or 8, Dad, what's a Catholic? And I said, you mate, you're one.
Yeah, I've been asked similar questions myself. Yeah, as a godmother, you're supposed to take your niece's spiritual welfare. You're supposed to be like bringing her to mass and stuff.
Am I?
Yeah.
Is that actually what a godmother is?
Yeah.
I never put two and two together. I always thought fairy godmother, and it's the fairy that I like to lean into.
Yeah, mate, you weren't paying attention at the actual christening when you were there, were you?
I wasn't, no.
You're going la 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 la. Oh,
when
that's a nice
my
dress.
Turn?
Yeah.
Still didn't get around to renouncing the devil.
So
Lorcan, this was a weird thing that happened to you at the weekend in the charity shop.
Very funny, but weird and annoying as well. We keep talking about it at home, myself and my wife. We were in a charity shop. I'm not going to name it because it might expose the person. And I'm always listening in, and in came this basically head the ball old fella. And he said, I bought these sunglasses last week and they're too dark. And he was making the beautiful women behind the counter try them on, and they didn't want to try them on because he had them on. And anyway, he forced them, and they were going, well, I can see out the window. No, but it's no good. I can't see a thing out there. I can't see a thing. I want me money back. And then we ascertained it was €6 is what he had spent on them. And they said, well, we can't give you a refund, but we can give you a credit note. And he said, well, what if I don't want anything else in this shop? And they said, well, you know, our hands are somewhat tied. And it went on and on. Like, and he was even asking us to try on the sunglasses. We weren't going to do that, of course. But, you know, it's a charity shop for unfortunate people. It's not Brown Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what happened in the end?
He walked off with his credit note grumbling. I mean,
did he produce a receipt to prove
no,
he bought them?
No, he didn't,
then?
Actually. He didn't, but they took him on his word. He said it was €6. And I suppose when a fella says it was €6, he's not lying, because if he was lying, he would have said €5 or €10. But very strange. And I thought, my God, it takes all types, doesn't it? Maybe if he is listening, I hope he's a bit embarrassed.
But it's a strange complaint that a pair of dark glasses are too dark.
Nuts.
That's like
nuts.
The whole idea of dark glasses.
Very, very fussy about the exact tint he requires for his glasses.
What day of the week was this?
That was on Friday.
Had the sun come out yet? Because that guy now on Saturday might have thought, I wish I'd held on to the dark glasses.
I made a huge mistake.
I'm going to go down and buy them now, actually.
Yeah, just to spite him.
Yeah.
Were they nice glasses?
No, they weren't.
Okay.
You'd have to be a special kind of bad to want to bring back something to the charity shop without buying it there.
Throw them away.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Or recycling. Yeah, or recycling. Sorry. Yeah, more to the point. And Darren, people aren't saying hello back to you.
No.
People that you know.
Yeah. It's not ideal. I feel like I always like to say hello to everybody. I've made a conscious decision actually about that. You know, that kind of awkwardness when you see someone, the minute I see them and I know them or I recognize them even a little bit, I say hello. Because I feel like, you know, it's a nice to be nice. But there's nothing worse when it's someone you know and they pretend not to see you or they look at you and then look away really quickly. And I just feel like, you know, I don't want to stop and talk about our lives, but I just think it'd be nice to be acknowledged.
And when you say they know you, like, would you know their name or what street they live on or that kind of thing? Or you just know them to see?
Yeah, when I'm outside hiding in the bushes. Yeah, yeah. Michael, it's me. No, I might know them to see.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on the level, I suppose, of knowing them. But, you know, I feel like I'm from a small town and small county in general. Well, not small county, that's now going on a different thing. But say I would know lots of people in the big town and in the small town that I'm from. And yeah, I'd always just say hi. Yeah. How are
that's
you?
That's weird.
I'm weird.
No, it's weird that people wouldn't say hello back. It's a very strange thing. Because people often say it's a kind of a country thing that people will say hello to each other. But like where I live in North Dublin, in that area, if you're walking down the street, people say good morning to you. Everybody does
lovely.
It. Correct. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Correct. Even walking around the streets, you're always nodding at everybody if you just know
them. Yeah.
Just by sight, you give them a little nod. If they don't nod back at you, you know, you don't give them a nod the next day. But most people here in Dublin
really
say hello, yeah.
Maybe it is a country thing and I actually would have thought it was the other way around.
Yeah, so would I. You know, yeah. So would I. Well, yeah. I mean, my experience, you know, outside Dublin is that people will still do that.
Maybe it's just me then. I know I am weird, but...
Well, it could be they had a bad day or they're thinking about something else or, you know.
Yeah, but I just think, you know, we've gone to school together for 20 years, Michael. I don't want to know how your life is. I just want you to say hello. Do you know what I mean?
But
you
know, Michael doesn't know that, though, in advance. If you're holding like a sandwich board saying, I'm just looking for a hello, Michael, nothing else. No commitment here.
I just want you to love me.
Yeah. Poor Michael. He's sitting at home now going, wow. Gosh.
Say hello to Darren, everybody. Say hello.
Thank you, Lorcan. That's all I really need.
Okay, it's time for Lorcan's space slot. what you learned this week was about Voyager 1.
Yes, and you remember when we were kids, it took off in a rocket, 1977, and it was going to explore the planets. And now in November, I'm very excited about this, it's already the furthest man-made object that we ever created. It's millions and millions of miles away. So we're now going to be able to start measuring it in light days. It will be one full light day from planet Earth. That's the distance that light travels in one day, which is massive, okay? Light travels 186,000 miles per hour. So it's very exciting because, you know, it's just to think we have achieved something, we have sent something that far away and it's still traveling off. So it'll take us one day to talk to it. We'll send a message to it and it will take a whole day to reply. So it's a bit like texting your teenage children. You send them a text today. How are you? And then the next day they'll say, fine. So it's fascinating. Our little teenager has gone off there to explore the outer planets and the outer space now.
And the technology that was made with at the time was fairly basic, you know, compared to what we have today.
Incredibly, the transmitter that sends messages back to us has the same power as the light in your fridge. And us capturing the message is like us hearing a snowflake falling billions of miles away. your head would be wrecked. It's amazing. And also, there's a record, gold record on board, and it has like pictures from planet Earth, but it has some music from Mozart and Chuck Berry as well, which is kind of cool. So if aliens ever find it, they'll probably say, wow, these guys are fairly advanced.
Or they might go, oh God, vinyl, they're such posers. Let's just not visit that planet for precisely that. But it has kind of all sorts of information that people were worried about that at the time. You know, the chemical composition of humans and all that kind of
That's
stuff.
True as well. Our brain waves were recorded on it as well.
Yeah.
And not mine, thankfully. So
and I think they have smart. Like those languages and... That's all right. sorts of stuff on there.
Greetings in about 50 different languages. So, except nobody said hello to you.
Exactly. Yeah, it happens in space as well, Darren. People just ignore you.
Not
going past.
Is that where Buzz got its name? Buzz Lightyear? No.
It might be Buzz Aldrin. Who was an actual astronaut.
Bigger fan of Buzz Lightyear.
That too, yes. Right, so you learned at the weekend about the Iron Ear.
I did, yes. I learned that it is not a profession in itself, that my mind was absolutely blown. So I always thought that Iron Ear was like a dentist or a chiropractor. It was like a type of doctor. You know, eye and ear, not eye and ear. Doctor.
You thought that was just one word.
I thought it was just one word. And to say that I nearly died when I found out my brother had his eye like hanging out of his head, basically. And yeah, he was the real macho Irish farmer. Like, it's grand. You know, I rinsed it out with Fanta earlier on. Like, I'm fine.
And how did his eye come to be hanging out of his head?
I don't know. Maybe it had something got to do with the Fanta. I don't know. But
did
I think
he get a bash in it or you know, a little stone stuck in it or something?
Maybe it got something stuck inside and then it got
infected. So hang on. Your brother's walking around the house with his eye hanging out of his head and you didn't even think to ask him how did that happen?
Well, I was kind of distracted by the green like ooze coming out of it. Yeah. It was very bad. So obviously, you know, he left the kitchen. He was like, I'm grand, say nothing. And I did what any, you know, annoying baby of the family would do. And I ran in and snitched on him to my mam.
Yes. Correct.
And she said, ring the Iron Ear.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, how do I spell it? And she was like, eye and ear. And you can imagine like the frustration between the two of us. I was like, how do I spell it? And eventually the penny dropped. And
But there are, I assume, ear doctors. There are definitely eye doctors, but I assume they're two different things. It's not like you do both because they're close to each other.
Yeah, like the ear...
An ophthalmologist. Would that be an eye doctor? I don't know.
Presumably there's people who specialise in the ear.
There would be that. Yeah. Well, I mean, in this case, the brother was an eye doctor. He desperately needed.
Well, I feel like there's a gap in the market then for an eye and ear, spelt I-O-N-E-E-R.
Yeah, to do both. Right. But you'd probably want somebody who knows specifically about one or the other.
You're just going to get
one of the
non-drinkers coming. Is this the pioneer?
And so did he go to the eye and ear, or what happened in the end?
No.
He didn't.
He didn't go I actually found some expired eye drops in the press and basically held him down and put them in. And he's, lo and behold, still able to see. Thank God.
And is the eye stopped being pussy and inflamed and all that kind of stuff?
No, yeah.
Because you have to be careful with that stuff.
You do, yeah. Not him, but people not in him. General.
I had a detached retina a few years ago and like... had to be rushed in for surgery or my eye was literally going to fall out of my head or I was going to lose the sight in one eye. So that there must be specialist eye doctors.
Sure. Probably called the eye.
Did you have to lie on your back then for weeks or something?
You have to keep a thing over your eye but you don't have to lie on your back, but you have to not tip it forward.
Right.
It seems to be the kind of rule there, but you have to do that for about a fortnight.
Wow.
Oh, God.
It's a pain in the hoop.
I don't know if I could do that. I'm a bit of a head tipper.
I know what you mean. But if you, like, because when I went in, I says, like, I have this spot on my eye. And then I, even before I saw the guy, the nurse was asking me all these, like, she was in the room with me hearing what I'd been describing. I went, okay, yeah. And then went in. And then 10 seconds later, your man says, you're off to the matter to get your eye done, kind of thing. So once you've had a bit of a fright, you're more inclined to keep it in one position.
The technology is unbelievable these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were in Specsavers and the machines that they use are crazy. It's like they're going to give you new eyes.
Yeah.
Like they have so many bits that they can do, yeah.
No, it'd be good if they could do that. That'd be a hell of a selling point. Just, you know, two for one. Give you a pair, a spare pair that you could bring home.
Need the two for one.
You can give them to your brother when he does his eye in. Lorcan, what are you looking forward to this week?
Well, do you know what? My youngest is going into Raylan on Tuesday and I'm very excited for her. And I'm also very excited for myself because now she's going away for a month and she's with great friends. She has a great bunch of pals. They're really on the ball. But I'm looking forward to going to Berlin in a week to help find her telephone. And then I should be in Prague in 2 weeks when she loses her passport. And maybe I'll get to Rome for her wallet as well. So very exciting. No, I'm only kidding. Like, she's great. She's very sensible. She's going to have a great time. It's hard as a parent to let them go, but she'll be super. And I guess I nearly broke my parents' hearts when I was her age. And I announced one day, I'm going to walk to India, the country.
Where was the starting point?
The starting point was actually Dublin.
Oh,
so
God.
Off I went. No, I was allowed to go on boats and the odd train. But I had £45 in my pocket, which was all I had to my name. And I got to a place south of Dijon, Beaune, B-E-A-U-N-E. And I had hoped to pick the grapes as I walked along the hippie trail. Thank you, Men at Work, with their lovely song Down Under. And when I got there, I guess it was not grape picking time anyway, whatever, because they were all laughing at me. the vines were about a foot high or something. So I failed miserably, but I gave it a shot. I often think about how the plan was to walk through Afghanistan. And at the time, the Mujahideen were at war, I think, with the Russians, and what they would have made of this skinny little Irishman with sunburned hair or sunburned head going, you know, on my way to India, don't mind me, lads. Yeah.
That is so cool.
And of course, in those days, you could go off and do, and you, like, it wasn't like you had a mobile. You know, you'd disappear and they wouldn't hear from you for weeks or months, kind of thing.
Yeah. The craziest thing is that I had kind of planned to help Indian people fix their bicycles as if they didn't know how to fix their own goddamn bicycles. But here's a
more the reverse, I would have thought.
Help you.
Really?
So I still get a lot of slagging, but I'm always very grateful that there was no Instagram at the time and that I didn't record my failed epic journey.
Wow, how far did you get? Did you say you walked from... Like,
well, the plan was to walk, yes, on what was called the hippie trail, which was more or less the Silk Road, wasn't it, years ago. And you'd hitch along the way as well.
Amazing. Sorry, I thought that you walked from Dublin. You were trying to walk from Dublin to India.
Yeah, I was trying.
Yeah.
No, it's not amazing because I failed miserably.
Yes,
okay, don't encourage me.
No, you didn't get out of Europe.
Even try.
I barely got to France.
I was wondering how you were walking on water.
In those days, people would hitch everywhere.
Yeah.
You'd hitch all around Europe and there would be far less, you know, no. Don't get in a car with a stranger because everyone's a serial killer.
Well, you wouldn't know who the serial killer is these days. Is it the fellow driving or the fellow hitching?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm still afraid of a white van.
Or the fellow who owns the taxi company or the bus company. What are you looking forward to, Darren?
I am going to see Waitress in the Bord Gáis.
Okay.
Very excited about that. Yeah, the last one I went to see was Moulin Rouge and I loved it. So I'm ready to get
your musical on.
Yeah, except the problem is every time I go to a musical, all I want to be is on tour with that musical. So I'm like, I'm ready to go. Disappointing.
Do you leave in a CV at the end or how does that work?
Maybe I will this time. I like to just manifest, put the energy out there and hope that maybe one of them will bump into me on the way out and be like, oh my God, you're a star. Give her the lead. Have you seen this one? That's not happened yet. But
sorry, lead singer, you're out of a job. Darren and Lorcan, thank you both very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.